Hello, friends. This is Vlad Mazik, and thank you so much for downloading Vladcast number 3. I got a ton of feedback, and you all basically said slow down, which is not going to be a problem this week because it's been a relatively slow news week up until today. We're all still working on Windows 2003 Service Pack 2, and if you're running an SBS box, you're going to love this blog post. Over at the Small Business Server blog, Mark Stanfill has been covering all that may go wrong when you apply Service Pack 2 to SBS. So go ahead and check out that blog post. It will really give you an idea of what you're going to be going through and how to work to mitigate all the issues. If you're in mood to read a book, Carl Balachuk, a good friend of mine and a good friend of the SBS show, has released another book. It got published today, and it's called Relax, Focus, and Succeed. And it's a little bit different from all of his other books in that this is really a self-help book. It kind of teaches you how to strike a balance between personal and professional life and how to improve both by doing that. In terms of events, there are two big ones coming up. One is Jeff Middleton's SWN Migration IT Pro Conference. I'm a little bit privy to the technical content of this thing, and it is just a phenomenal event. I just got the lineup yesterday, and you got about a month to get down there. If you're looking to network, and if you're looking to see what Microsoft is up to, you got to be at the Worldwide Partner Conference. Now, just remember, the Small Business Symposium, the second annual Small Business Symposium, is the day before. So you want to be in Colorado on July 9th, and it's from 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. at the Hyatt Regency Hotel. So get that ticket and see you out there. Now, the really big news of the week are all about what will be going on at the MIX 2007 conference next week in Vegas. Microsoft was going to use MIX as sort of a launch party for Microsoft Silverlight, a technology designed to compete with Adobe Flash, the de facto standard for delivering video, movies, and really all sorts of media over the net. Today, Adobe sort of crashed the party by announcing that they will be open sourcing their Flex development environment for the web, which goes head-to-head with the Microsoft Orcus, the next generation of Visual Studio and all the web development IDE. And I can tell right now you're thinking, man, enough, Vlad. Nobody really gives a crap about Web 2.0. Boring. And granted, you know, that's not something that's hitting us in the SMB sector right now, but it's literally reshaping the way applications are being developed. And this show is really all about picking out the things that you should be paying attention to. So give me about 60 seconds and let me sort of dumb down the whole concept of what's really going on out there. Now, most of you know that the popular belief among many IT pros is that Microsoft is so dominant on the corporate desktop because of the dirty monopolistic practices. And whether you believe that or not, the truth is that Microsoft has been pouring money into really easy application development through things like Visual Studio and Visual Basic, for example. So when you put in all the money as a company into development of your own solutions, you can't easily switch. You can't just unplug and say, all right, we're moving to a new platform overnight. This is really no small part, for good or for bad, why Microsoft works so hard to keep that backwards compatibility layer in Windows. So what is really the significance? What are all these developments really doing for the small business IT pro? Well, as I said, the next generation of applications is being developed on the web. When you're publishing documents over the web, you're moving Adobe PDFs. When you're searching, you're using Google. They're the de facto champion of web search and services, and things like Gmail, YouTube, LinkedIn, Dig, so on and so forth are really huge in the consumer market. But what will really lead the development of web applications for the corporate desktop? Huh? I have your attention now, don't I? Well, as you move more and more intelligence to the server, the desktop sort of becomes marginalized. So where are the next 5 years of opportunities more likely to come from? Well, Microsoft and Adobe know that answer, and they're dumping a lot of money to be the dominant development platform for the web, and you need to check out what they're working on right now. And as you know, Microsoft is leading the way to become a dominant server. And if you have any questions as to why, there's a really great blog post by Joe Wilcox that you should check out off of my blog. So along those same lines, the biggest release for Microsoft in years, Longhorn Server, took another big step towards release today. Microsoft pushed out Longhorn Beta 3, and it's on MSDN and on Kinect. It's available in three flavors, x86, x64, and IA64, which is affectionately named the Intel Itanic for the really spectacular failure that the platform is. Now, given where we are and all that we know about the 64-bit platform and Microsoft's dedication to it, it's clearly just one ISO you have to download here. So go ahead, grab that 64-bit copy of Beta 3 and wreck your lab this weekend. Thank you so much for downloading Vladcast. Hope you learned something. I hope you tune in next week. You'll love the sound of my voice.
Oh, yes.